The first room covers the Neolithic period, Aceramic and Ceramic phase, until the end of the Chalcolithic period, that is to say from 9000 BC until 2500 BC. At the locality Eiatokremos in Akrotiri, the excavations which were carried out from 1983 until 1990 brought to light remains from pygmy hippopotamuses and pygmy elephants dating to 10,000 BC. The stone tools which were discovered in the same locality outline life in Cyprus 2,000 years prior to the archaeological sites of Kisoniga and Hierakitia, that is to say around 9,000 BC. Another important settlement that was brought to light through excavations which started in 1993 is at the locality Siloro Campos in Paraklesia, and the finds here date to the period 8,200 to 7,500 BC. In the first and second exhibition case to the right, we see objects from this settlement made out of limestone and picrolite. Excavations have also been carried out at the locality Miluthkia in Kisonika since 1989, where clues were discovered placing this settlement to the 9th millennium BC. In the other exhibition cases of the first room, the island's Neolithic and Chalcolithic periods, 8,500 to 2,500 BC, are represented through outstanding samples of stone and clay vessels, figurines, domestic utensils, craft-based items, rural tools and jewels. Among them, the pre-ceramic stone Neolithic vessels of Hierakitia, the Neolithic clay vessels with the combed decoration from Satira and Hierakitia, the Neolithic female jewels of Hierakitia, made out of hematite, cornaline and other precious stones, the Chalcolithic clay vessels of Arimmi with the characteristic linear red decoration, the Chalcolithic cruciform picrolite figurines from the cemetery of Suskiu and from other regions of Paphos, as well as the Chalcolithic clay figurines of Lempa, are distinguished. In 1976, in this settlement, the so-called Kyra, Lady of Lempa, was discovered, a unique figurine of 32 centimetres high, made out of limestone dating approximately to the 3rd millennium BC. The first inhabitants of the island, who lived in the above-mentioned settlements in small communities near the rivers, in order to have the essential goods for their everyday life, sculpted the stones of the river and transformed them into everyday use vessels, tools and figurines. The excavations in these settlements, which were mainly situated on the southwestern coast of Cyprus, show us that they had a very developed civilization, that they had tamed certain animals, such as the goat and the pig, and that they cultivated the soil. Furthermore, remnants were preserved from wheat, barley and grape. Hierakitia is the best known Neolithic settlement, situated halfway between the Nicosia-Limassol motorway. Extensive excavations were carried out in this settlement, and as we see here on the photos, there was an organised community with a large circular residence and other smaller ones. All these show that there were relationships with neighbouring countries, mostly commercial, in order to exchange products. This is indicated by the tools made out of obsidian, a mineral which is not included in the minerals of Cyprus. During the excavations in Kisoniga at the locality Mosphilia, very impressive objects were discovered, which we can see in the central exhibition case. On the photograph, the votive jar is shown, as it was found, a clay vessel filled with various ritual votive objects that are on display in the same exhibition case. Of the 56 various clay and stone figurines, the most interesting and important one is the clay figurine with the representation of the childbirth. It seems that the concepts of the continuation of life, the female figure, the fertility and the maternity were dominating the beliefs of the Cypriots of the Neolithic period.